We'll try, Be'ezus Hashem, to very briefly continue last week's theme on Elul as a time to focus not on special avoda necessarily, but on what our avoda should be all year. And in that vein, I'd like to share, to offer myself and you the following very simple thought. You know, often with a modicum of self-awareness, elementary cheshbon nefesh, we are or become aware of serious deficiencies or lacunae in our avodas Hashem. In response, we feel helpless, we seek Eitzah. But in reality, we're not helpless, but fully empowered. And we don't need Eitzah because Chazal have already provided the guidance, which we simply ignore. Chazal identified not only goals and obligations within Avodas Hashem, but also necessary and successful strategies and methods. We pay attention to the goals and obligations and undercut ourselves by neglecting the strategies and methods. So following our three illustrations, which doesn't represent that much quantitatively, but they actually encompass most of Torah. Number one, we struggle to retain what we learn, certainly in terms of ultimate goals within Avodas Hashem, Yedias HaTorah obviously stands front and center, not just Limud HaTorah, but Yedias HaTorah. And we struggle to retain what we learn. So when I was a kid growing up, my maternal grandmother, I was very young when she was Niftaris, so didn't have too many deep exchanges. But my paternal grandmother, Lashel, I was older. I was in my teens when she was Niftaris. So she used to tell me all the time, she used to quote Bal Peh, the following Chazal, that kol ha-lomed ve'eino chozer is kilu zoreya ve'eino kotzer. That if one learns and doesn't systematically review, it's akin to planting and then not harvesting. All the work and effort which is invested in the planting doesn't yield any dividend if a person doesn't invest the follow-up effort in the harvesting. Decades ago, Chacham Ovadia, Zechon Levracha, came and spent a week here in the yeshiva. And then he gave some public shiurim. He also gave a chabur in Rav Shachter's Kolo. That was in the old days when Rav Shachter's Kolo was on the third floor of First Hall. So after the chabur, so he gave a little bit divrei musar. So he said that people come to him all the time for a bracha that they should remember what they learned. For some reason, people thought that might be a good address to get a bracha for remembering what you learned. So he said that people come to him all the time for a bracha that remembers the learned. So he says, his reaction always is, he asks him, well, do you do chazar? And the answer was all too predictable. And he said, you don't need a bracha. You need to do chazar. Illustration number two. Davening with kavana. So I think many of us wistfully think, if only we could. The Rambam, based on Chazal's in Maseches Brachos, writes in Perek Dalef Hilchos Tefillah. I'm skipping a little bit. What I'm reading is not consecutive in the Rambam. Kavana Salev Ketzad, Kol Tefillah She'ena BeKavana Eina Tefillah. Ketzad Hiya Kavana, She'yefana Libo. A person should empty his mind. Mikol HaMachshavos. V'yira Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Omi Lefnei HaShchina. L'fichach, says the Rambam, therefore, consequently, tzorach leshev ma'at kodim hatfila, kedei l'chavin es libo. It's necessary for a person to have a transitional period between whatever he's been doing beforehand and davening. The Rambam writes in Siman Tzadiches in Shulchan Aruch, V'yachshav kodim hatfila me romemus hakel yis'ale, the exaltedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'b'shiflas ha'odam, v'yosya kol ta'anuge ha'odam or ha'olam mi'liba. So Chazal provided us, not only did they identify the requirement that kavanah is indispensable, but they tell us how we can position ourselves to have kavanah. And the third example, Tikkun HaMidos. Speak in the royal plural. We go through life with the same character flaws. We console, maybe it's intended more as justification, self-justification than it is consolation. We console ourselves by invoking Rav Sal Salanter that it's easier to learn all of Shas than it is to correct one midah. And obviously that's true. And yet, kimadume, while we acknowledge the what, the goal of Tikkun HaMidos, we neglect the how, the method. And again, a halacha psuka in the Rambam in Perek Aleph Hilchos Deos, we mentioned the same halacha last week to illustrate last week's theme. The Rambam writes as follows: Haderach haYeshari hi mida beinu nishe b'chol deyo v'deyo mikol deyo sheyesh la'adam v'hi adeyo shei rechoka mishnei aktzavos rechok shava v'eino krov v'lo lezu v'lo lezu. Person has the self-control, the self-discipline that he's not ruled by emotions, by taivas, by impulses, but he rules over his emotions, taivas, and impulses. Now, implicitly, the Rambam's assuming that we recognize that this is a tall order. It's not a simple avoda, not something which is easily or quickly attained, because the Rambam continues, ulefichach, right, and therefore, tzivu chacham harishonim, sheyehe odom shom de'osav, a person should be appraising his character traits. There should be a A person should be engaged in self-appraisal tamid, constantly. That's enochanami. It's a very big avoda. The Rambam says, yeah, what I just formulated here in the beginning of the halacha, it is very challenging. And the way to accomplish it is tzivul chacham erishalim she'odim shom de'osav tamid. A person has to constantly be engaged in this process of self-appraisal. Mesha'er osan u'mechavin osan b'derech ha'mtzores. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanta depicted, Tikkun HaMidos is a very challenging avodah. But we're also provided with an approach. Tomid. We need to daily carve out time for reflection and calibration. When we hear of tzaddikim who had set times for his bodados, so by definition, no one's really privy to what was happening and what they were doing. But presumably, some of that time was devoted to fulfilling this mandate of the Rambam. You know, life often, on one level, is very complex and difficult to navigate. But on another level, life is also simple. And we complicate it by ignoring the roadmap which Chazal provided for us.